This is Akashwani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The conference is being held in India after 65 years. The theme of the six-day triennial conference organized by the International Association of Agricultural Economists is Transformation Towards Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. It aims to tackle the pressing need for sustainable agriculture in the face of global challenges such as climate change, natural resource degradation, rising production costs and conflicts. The conference will highlight India's proactive approach to global agricultural challenges and showcase the nation's advancements in agricultural research and policy. Prime Minister has said that Union Cabinet's approval of 8 national high-speed road corridor projects at an expenditure of over 50,000 crore rupees will have a multiplier effect on country's economic growth and will boost employment opportunities. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it also highlights government's commitment to a futuristic and connected India. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects with a total length of 936 kilometers at a total cost of 50,655 crore rupees yesterday. These projects will improve logistics efficiency, reduce congestion and enhance connectivity across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that these projects are in line with India's Vision 2047. A record 7 crore 28 lakh income tax returns, ITRs, have been filed for 2024-25 till 31st of July this year. The Finance Ministry said in a statement that this is 7.5% more than the total ITRs for 2023-24 filed till 31st of July last year. An increasing number of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime this year. Out of the total ITRs of 7.28 crore filed for 2024-25, 5.27 crore have been filed in the new tax regime compared to 2.01 crore ITRs filed in the old tax regime. About 72% of taxpayers have opted for the new tax regime, while 28% continue to be in the old tax regime. The Election Commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, will be on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir from 8th of this month to review the preparedness of upcoming assembly elections in the Union Territory. During the visit, the Commission will meet all political parties in Srinagar. To review the preparedness, meeting will be held with Chief Electoral Officer, State Police Nodal Officer and Central Forces Coordinator. In Kerala, anti-terrorist squad of the state police arrested Maoist leader C.P. Moideen from Mararikulam in Alappuzha district yesterday. He was taken into custody while travelling on a State Road Transport Corporation bus from Kollam to Thrissur. Moideen is an accused in 36 cases he was absconding since 2014. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has secured Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Chair of Democratic National Committee Jamie Harrison announced that Ms. Harris has won enough votes from Democratic delegates to win the party's nomination for president. Kamala Harris was the sole candidate on the ballot for the five-day electronic vote of nearly 4,000 party convention delegates. She secured the support of 2,350 delegates. In Paris Olympics, Lakshya Sen scripted history by reaching the semi-final in the men's singles badminton. He became first Indian shuttler to enter men's singles semi-final in Olympic Games. Lakshya defeated 12th seed Chinese Taipei Shou Tian Chen in the quarterfinals yesterday. The reigning Commonwealth Games champion Lakshya will face the winner of the match between 2021 world champion Lo Kin Yeo of Singapore and Olympic champion Victor Axelsen of Denmark in the last four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.